Good evening. This is Huelan F, and I thought that seeing as I was around for quite a while, and then I decided to take a break, and now that I've come back and I've seen this lovely The Mixer questionnaire, I figured why not? There's been a lot of new people since I was there. Hey, we just passed 45,000 subscribers. That's pretty awesome. That's like 10k more than when I stopped, ish. So, yeah, it's growing fast. There is a hell of a lot of new people around. And that's a good thing. It's great to see new people recording. But anyway, into the questions. Question number one. Do post tags matter, or do you just read the title? They matter, but not massively. They should be a quick... The way I do them is, I want to get 3, maybe 4 for what's in there. For things that make it not unique, because it's not by any means unique, but you know, like I tend to put British, just so people know that there's a British accent on there. I'm not putting English because I'm not English. How dare you for saying such a thing? And then if there's, you know, a dom or sub role or oral, mouth sounds, whatever, and then like one little one at the end. That's, you know, just like a silly thing, just because can't be serious all the time, right? So yeah, I skim through. I honestly don't listen to that much, and the people I tend to listen to tend to be the ones that I've always listened to, I guess. Sometimes someone new will catch me something, and that's through the title more than the tags, I guess. So to answer the question, I read the tags, but I mainly go by the title. The tags are like a confirmation. I'm just going to move on. This could take a while, Jesus. Okay, question number two. How much time do you spend making, editing, and audio? I edit as I go along, and they're all improvised. So, 15-minute audio takes 20 minutes. 5-minute upload. A 5-minute export, 5-minute upload. 5-minute post, so like half an hour, I guess. At the listen to GWA, have you gotten any new kinks? No, not really. I've just learned more about my old ones, I guess. You know, I found my limits, and I found the things that don't work as such. Like, I'm still not into anything related to Fear Play, even though I posted a Fear Play recording. I don't know. Some people get it, some people don't. And same with daddy stuff, just has no interest in me, really. Do you like the sound of your own voice? No, that's why I edit on the fly, because if I make a mistake, I can just cut out the last 3 seconds and continue on. Which kind of audio is your favorite? I like a good narrative. They're always the best. Do you have any regrets about clips you have made? Yeah, of course. I've just got so many of them, though. A lot of them haven't worked out as well as I would like, or, you know, good ideas, I think, but badly executed. But I refuse to go back and redo that same one. I would rather learn from the mistake and move on and try something new than keep trying the same thing and get better and better, because that's... For me, I use this as a learning experience. It's learning more about myself. Blah, blah, blah. I'm gonna... See, now I feel like I'm going too fast. I would ask you guys what you think, but I can't hear you. So, maybe if I just talk slower? I don't think that's going to solve anything. Do you have a GoMod audio crush? Yeah, one or two. Would you have sex while a porno was being played? Done that. Play along a porno. Very fun game. What is your most embarrassing, funny sexual experience alone with someone else? Most embarrassing, funny. I had a girl lick my eye once because someone told her it would arouse me, and being young, I was like, fine, you have tits, I'll do what you say. So she licked my eye, did nothing. No, I don't know. That's about it. I mean, I've talked about so many. Sorry, I've aged 50 years in the last 10 seconds. I talked about so many back on the podcast, which I've removed so you can't listen to. But those of you that listen know what I'm talking about. If I say the tent incident, dun dun dun. If lying is wrong, I want lies okay? It completely depends on the context, to be honest. They can be, but like, if I die and my mum asks my brother or like my best friend, did he post audio porn? And he go, or then they go, no, that's a pretty good white lie, in my opinion. But you know, it's all about context. Would you prefer to watch others have sex or have others watch you have sex? Interesting. Can I have someone direct me in a person? That would be fun. What's the weirdest way you have ever gotten yourself off? Again, we talked about this on the podcast. I haven't fucked any of those water snake things like CJS. I've never sat opposite a guy looking at back-to-back pages of a magazine jacking off. These are obviously experiences I'm missing out on, and I do feel left out. So, hi, No Name. If you want to let me know when we can do the magazine thing, that would be cool. Otherwise, no, I'm fairly vanilla. I'm really sorry to say that. What is the fastest way to get you to come? I don't know. I mean, enthusiasm. Again, I hate to reference the podcast, but enthusiasm is key. If you're really trying to make me come, I'm gonna come quick. What is something about someone that can instantly turn you off? Arrogance, ignorance. I don't know, like, not being honest, that's a pretty quick one. Favorite place to come or have someone come on me? Now, I've never had someone come on me, so I'm not too sure about that. Maybe Hi No Name and I will get around to that at some point, but I was thinking either in the mouth or in the pussy. Those are pretty damn fun. Okay, moving on. What music would you like to have playing while you're having sex? Ooh. It depends. I mean, Raining Blood seems like an obvious bad choice, so I'm gonna avoid that one. I mean, there's so many good songs for sex. You might want a little bit of Marvin Gaye, or you might want some Dylan. Like, I don't know, like this. There's so much good stuff in there. Something that we both like would probably be sufficient. So Black Sabbath will do, I guess. Although that might speed up the pace a lot, but then again, that could be fun. Hard and fast. It'll do. Do you think that love equals sex? No. They're different, but they are heavily linked, in my mind at least. What do you prefer to be called? Sir, Master, Ollie. Like, these things are fine. They'll do. Moan, a screamer, grunt, a growler. A bit of a moaner, a bit of a grunter. The odd growl, I guess. When was the worst time you've been turned on? I had a 3-hour flight not so long ago. And that was a nightmare because I was aroused for the whole bloody thing. That's pretty inconvenient. And you spend the whole time thinking, like, everyone blatantly knows and I can't do anything about it. At work, you know, like I've got the desk, it's not too bad. But the plane was bad. Ugh. What's your most extreme fetish? I'm not particularly extreme. So probably something like face fucking someone, I guess. I don't know. One thing you're embarrassed to admit you'd like to try in bed. I reckon if you convince, if you were, if you were going to offer something as insurance in case I didn't enjoy it, I could probably try in MMF. I wouldn't say that's embarrassing. I don't know. See, I'm not too good with these things. This is why I didn't bother. I shouldn't have done it. Never mind. Too far now. No surrender. Do you consider hair pulling sexy? I enjoy pulling hair. I enjoy bondage. I haven't really played much with Hot Wheels, but that's something I want to try. Have you been with someone older than me? Yes. You? I don't know. To be honest. On average, probably. Maybe not. Close. Yeah. I don't know. Would you ever kiss someone of the same sex? Yes. Have you ever tried anal? On me? No. On someone else? Yeah. Have you ever been double penetrated? I don't want two dicks in the ass. Have you ever had sex in public? No, the people have tried, I'm just not particularly into it. Do you like being handled roughly? No one's really done it. Are you very verbal in bed? I can be. But sometimes not. Also, yes. Do you like receiving pain or giving it? Eh, neither really. What's your favourite item for spanking? Oh, I like the feel of it on my hand, you see. And the final run. This is it. Nearly there. Home run straight. I've done a really shit job of this, so I apologize in advance. Try and think of a question to embarrass me if you can. What's the worst porn you have watched? I was watching some like amateur deep throat thing, and it was really hot until she just like vomited all over the guy's dick and then kept going. That really put me off. What's the weirdest fetish you've ever heard of? When people vomit all over the dick when they're blowjobbing it, and then keep going and really enjoy it. That's, you know. If you became a person of the opposite tits, what do you wish you had invented? I can't answer that one with tits. What would make me the richest person alive? Nope. I don't know. I mean, technically, I've invented stuff, but it didn't have my name on the patent. Because of the company I work for, so I'd like to put my name on it. Just antennas and things, so that'd be cool. One day, what would you do in life if you did not need to work for money? That is a tough one. I want to travel more. I've been to a few continents, but not enough. I want to go to the rest. So that, I guess, some travel. Do you have any scars? Oh god, I'm like covered in scars. I fell off, I was being really stupid and being like a stupid teenager that longboards, and I was longboarding down a hill, like 5 miles from home. I used to live in the middle of Wales. And we were coming down this hill, like we went to see if my friend was in, and he wasn't. And they had just tarmacked the road outside of his house. He lived in the middle of nowhere. So we were like longboarding down the hill and we were going really quick. And then we noticed at the bottom that it doesn't actually like just go up another hill, which is how we figured we would stop. It, there was a main road crossing it, like an A road, which is like, you know, one step down from dual carriageways and motorways. So it was a quick decision of either we stop now or we cross that road. If we cross that road, we could get hit by a car doing 60 miles per hour and die. Like, no gear of any kind, wearing jeans and a t-shirt. So, we jumped onto the grass, and I scraped a lot of skin off my hand, knees, and back. And they're not, like, you know, massive scars, like, you know, like, an inch in diameter kind of thing here and there, but, yeah. Anyway, what's your most used phrase, dirty or not? I currently keep joking at work that I keep saying Muggins here is gonna do it, just because I keep taking on these responsibilities at work that I don't necessarily have to, but they keep getting thrown my way. So whenever something comes in, we're like, oh, we need someone to do this. So it's just like, yep, I guess Muggins here is going to have to do it. So that comes up a lot. But then so does my dirty little slut. So, you know, swings and roundabouts. I don't tend to say that one at work, though. When did you last laugh so much it hurt? I honestly don't know about that one. Oh, no, I really don't know. I mean, I've had a lot of fun recently, but not enough to make me hurt from laughing. So we'll just say a long time ago, I guess. Okay. How do you feel about aliens and ghosts, real or not? Aliens are, to what extent, as in sentient or not, probably. But I imagine they're reasonably far away. I mean, they're going to be a minimum of... Well, they're a star. The sun is like 4 light years, so... In this galaxy or the next. Ghosts? Not really, but that's just... Never seen any. But there are lots of weird things out there, so who knows. Right, that is the end of the questionnaire. I don't know, I didn't feel like I gave enough away of importance in this, but maybe it'll give you something to listen to when you're really, really bored and for some reason wound up with this audio, and I feel kind of bad for that, so if you want me to pay you back in some way, you just let me know. Anyway, yeah, that was a little reintroduction, I guess. I do hope you enjoyed it. So, just, yeah, let me know what you think, or if you have any questions. Or suggestions for audios, by the way, because I've got a few ideas I'm working on, but it's always fun when people give you extra ideas, so we'll see.